No Awakening Without Compassion. There once lived a yogi in India who spent nearly all day meditating. One day, a drunk man came along and harassed the yogi, pinching and hitting him until he bled. Not that the yogi couldn't have defended himself, he was far more powerful than the drunkard. The other villagers wanted to severely punish the troublemaker. But when they stood before the yogi and grabbed the bully, he told them not to harm him. He said that if they harmed the man, they would be harming him. So they let the man go. If we are familiar with the New Testament, the yogi's words will remind us of Jesus. Whatever you do to the least of these, you do to me. It is unwise for an individual to formulate a general thesis. However, I would like to present the thesis, No Awakening Without Compassion, as a universal truth, as practicing it has a tremendously positive impact on oneself and others. As we realize that all phenomena are empty in essence, we develop great compassion for others. The reason is obvious. Without this knowledge, we know how difficult and painful life can be. Since we are all interconnected and influence one another significantly, a compassionate way of life positively affects everyone. Furthermore, in order to awaken, one must have authentic compassion for all beings. Otherwise, masters such as Longchenpa, Jigme Lingpa, Jamjang Kyentse Choki Lodro, and Milarepa would not have exemplified and proclaimed this truth. I don't speak from personal experience. My compassion is as insincere and artificial as a presidential candidate's speech. Yet, I believe you have the potential to generate true compassion. The seed has already been sown within you. These masters and others tell us that to develop true spontaneous compassion for all sentient beings, we must realize that each of them was once our mother. On a very deep level, this is true. When we die, our atoms do not simply reassemble into a new form. Since matter is pure energy that constitutes the essence of the universe, nothing can be separated from anything else. This pure energy, the essence of our consciousness, has been subject to no change or influence since its inception. Most likely since the beginning of time, since the Big Bang must have had a cause, presumably the previous contraction of the cosmos, which will soon occur again. It was, is, and always will be one. Therefore, the key to achieving absolute inner peace is cultivating compassion for all living beings. Once we realize this, we live, as Meister Eckhart said, a life without why, a life without intention. But how does one develop great compassion for all beings? There are many ways to do so. The confession chapter of the Sutra of the Golden Light provides valuable insights into how a lack of mindfulness leads us to disappoint, lie to, humiliate, insult, and hurt others. Such behavior persists as long as we are not fully conscious. However, since achieving the highest degree of compassion is difficult, there is a trick that allows us to do so relatively quickly. We imagine that others are ourselves in different mind-body disguises. Let us recall Estes' words. Perceive yourself in all other people as if you were in a different disguise. The seemingly abstract idea ultimately represents reality as it is. The notion that others are separate from us, distinct and independent, is a distorted worldview that causes more suffering than happiness for everyone involved. So far, so good. But how can one simply live according to this correct worldview? One must not cause trouble for others, judge them, or do anything that harms or disappoints them. In short, one should live by the principle of living for others and making them happy. To do so, one must take a step back, extract oneself, remember that it's not about oneself, but about others. Those who live this way will come to know God, for God is love. The greatest love is given to those who ask themselves how they can make others happy and bring them joy. The love that flows to these enlightened beings is the same love they sent out before, because what goes around comes around. Should we extend love to those who harm us? Once we develop perfect awareness, no one will be able to treat us badly. This is because, in this state, we recognize our thoughts the moment they arise and allow them to dissolve into their very nature,
the space-time spirit.
Before turning to a new chapter, let us reflect on our past with these insights. More specifically, let us reflect on circumstances in which others caused us suffering rather than us causing it for them. If we contemplate how much we have benefited from these experiences, we must conclude that we would not be where we are today without such negative experiences at the hands of others. Our current mental state is primarily the result of past suffering inflicted by others. For without the pain we endured, we would not have started working on ourselves, trying to prevent those circumstances from happening again and breaking the cycle of suffering.